Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell, along with Carver High and Mafia. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS. Don't forget, we got several things here. The I Am Scott Pharrell app, now Carver High. We will be broadcasting live on that app. We'll be streaming video on that app. You know, I do all that, like, Facebook Live stuff with the play-by-play of the Pharrell Ballers games and everything like that. Why wouldn't I do it on my app now? You know what I mean? Instead of giving them all the juice. What do you think of the broadcast app that I got on my app now?
It's outstanding.
How great is that thing?
It looks great.
Crystal now you clear. We can stream video in Vegas, and you can get my picks on there, too. That thing's the greatest thing ever. Like, who even needs a wife or anything if you have the I Am Scott Pharrell app? It does everything. It even cooks you breakfast. Snapchat, follow us, Pharrell on Bench. We'll have a new one tonight between 1:30 and 2 a.m., and then Carver High and I are going to Vegas tonight after the show. He's excited. So am I.
Dukes is excited. So am I.
So several things I wanted to talk about Carver High tonight on this show. Are we really going to – should I take these calls really quick and get it over with, the race thing? Isn't it painful at this point already?
I guess if you want to take him now, yeah.
We'll Carver Hyde just mentioned to me earlier in a break that we should go into the Muslim hour now. No? Brady in Ohio. What's going on, man?
How you doing, brother? How was your trip?
My trip was awesome. I wish I was still there, to be honest with you. But I am actually, I'm cool with the fact that we have waited a long time for this trip to come together, to go to Vegas. So at this point, there's no looking back. We're going. We're going to Vegas tonight at 3:30 in the morning.
So, roger that.
So we're going. So there's no turning back. So I went to the Caribbean for 10 days. Now I'm going to Vegas for 11 days. I'll have been on the road for literally 21 of 23 days.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a rock band.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you something. Since you've been gone, because I listen to you a lot.
Right.
I work 16 hours a day.
Right.
A company called PP&G.
Right.
Okay. And you are the most refreshing thing that I listen to.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that. A lot of people find me painful, which I also appreciate.
No, you're not painful because you speak the truth.
And then that gets people all ruffled.
I guess my thing is I'm 52 myself.
Right.
And I'm an ex-soldier. Okay. Marine Corps. Hoorah.
Hoorah, soldier. Hoorah.
Yes, sir. But I was listening to you and Mafia, I believe, talking about the college thing.
Yeah.
And I've never been to college, never had no desire to go to college.
Right.
Okay. I believe in getting on my knuckles, you know, and as far as the racism thing is one of it in South Kakalaki.
Right.
I lived in the South 10 years. I got about 50 acres of land down there in Alabama.
Right.
And I've seen some of the crazy, most horrific. Sorry about that. But anyways, the thing of it is, you know, I have a lot of friends that are Caucasian. Okay. And they're good friends. They're guys I served with. And these are people that if I was in a lion hole, I know I'm coming out. Okay, and I just don't understand why there is so much hatred in America. You know, we all got to bond together, be together, and be as one. And if they can figure that out, we can be a good country.
Yeah, I that would be the greatest movie ending ever. I just, honestly, you and I are the same age. Have you ever seen it ever even being close to happening? I haven't.
I really haven't.
Okay, so, like, I have a feeling you and I are going to go to our grave and it will still have not happened. Like, I mean, let's face it. No one wants to hear it, but it is a problem. The fact that people can admit now that there's racism everywhere in this country is a huge step, because I think for the longest time in my life, everybody just denies it. People deny it, and yet they live it every day, and they actually are racist. And I think that it's rampant, and it's out of control, and I think it, personally, this is just me, I think our country's filled with it. And it's pretty obvious to me that it's a real issue, a real problem in this country, without a doubt, racism, without a doubt. And I just don't, like, and I'd love to be Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky, and everything's rosy, and the world is so beautiful, and good morning, sunshine, I love you, let's have a cup of coffee and kiss each other, and everybody's going to get along. And that's just BS, and that's all there is to it. And I hate to say it, but, like, I have my doubts. I really do, because, I mean, I'm already a half century old, older than that, and I've never seen any kind of, like, it going away. All I've ever seen is it get worse. I mean, that's just all there is to it. Mafia, I will never forget driving in the car and watching that Black Lives Matter protest in Manhattan and having these absolute monsters kicking and punching my car for absolutely no reason whatsoever. Like, I have absolutely nothing to do with this. I'm driving to work, right? Did that not happen to me? I had these protesting, angry, black, just crazy protesters marching, and they were punching and kicking my car. I had nothing to do with anything. I was just there, so they thought they'd crush my car in.
Yeah, they're definitely banging on your car for no reason.
For no reason. Banging on it. How about kicking it and punching it? I don't even want to hear it. It's the biggest nonsense I've ever seen in my life. Like, why? I don't understand the violence. I really don't. And you know what? Everybody talks about, we all need to just hold hands. You know, BS. It's not going to happen. There's no holding hands. Where's this happy river everyone's going down? Is there a little happy river boat? Everyone's going to be so happy and loving. Where is that? At Disneyland? You got to wait 3 hours to get on that ride, too, standing in the heat. You're in the happy Riverland ride. Give me a break. Please stop. You know, one day we're all just going to love one another. You know, I just want to cuss so bad right now. Carver High's like, oh, my God, just get me to this plane. He's, like, scratching his eyeballs out right now. You know what he said to me tonight? He goes, you know what we should do tonight is a whole show on racism. When I walked into work. He said, either that or we'll just do it on the small new digs we have here at work. Paul in Greenville, South Carolina.
Pharrell, thank you for taking my call. Yeah. I just enjoy your show immensely, and the chemistry you, Carver High, Mafia have, I have great appreciation for it.
Thank you.
I want to just say this, because I agree that it'd be nice, in spite of Carver High's hilarious and insightful, his desire to do a show on racism. I'd love to hear some sports and just tell a great Penguin story, for crying out loud.
This was all Carver High's idea tonight.
Yeah, well, that's okay. He's a great guy. He's a great addition.
I knew this was going to happen when I turned on the TV today, and it was all about this gigantic rally at the NFL headquarters on Park Avenue about all the suffering that Colin Kaepernick's doing. I mean, just suffering. And I just want to hurl. I'm just like, oh, God, here we go again. And then I knew when I came to work tonight that this is what it was going to be all night. And I'm just about fed up with it. So what did you want to say? Because I'm about done with it. I really am.
Yeah,
I'm taking one more call on this, and it's over.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you for this. And I said on the phone before coming on the air that you tell the truth. And something that I think people miss is that there can be a fact, but truth will trump facts any day. And I, that may sound crazy, but it is real. And I'm a deep man of faith. My mom and dad are in their 80s. They're retired Pentecostal from Alabama, deep South ministers that taught me about loving people because of the color of their blood, and everybody's got red blood,
right?
And all that stuff. But that's, I could tell those stories with anybody that's called it. I'm 53 years old.
Right.
Same season of life as that last guy called. Appreciated the Marine. God bless him.
Hoorah.
But Pharrell, you tell the truth, and people don't want to hear the truth.
They don't.
And the thing is, facts are facts. Somebody say, well, here's a fact. This happened. I know that's a fact. I know that that happened. But the only way, and I'll stop with this, only way that anything changes is when we have to speak and face truth.
Well, listen, say, here's the one thing.
You,
let me just, fair enough. Paul, great call. Do you remember the guy? Can I just end this way? Do you remember the guy that called earlier tonight? I let him on air for 15 minutes. The guy, he went off on every... Do you guys remember this? Do you remember, right, Carver?
Yes, I remember.
The guy went off on a tangent, like, about this whole thing, race and everything else. Did I not... This is all I remember. Did I not say to this guy, like, 100 times in a row, that I agreed with everything he said? I agreed with... Literally, was there anything I disagreed with him about? And he was still yelling at me. It didn't matter what I said to him, that I agreed with him about all the plight and suffering of the blacks. I agreed with everything he said. I was like, I'm with you, man. I agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. Listen, I am wholeheartedly behind everything you're saying. You are. I am 100%. And it didn't matter what I said to him. He just kept yelling at me. Is that what happened? Tell me, did Peterson, get on the mic. Did it happen or not?
That did happen.
Mafia. Did it happen or not? Did the guy just keep yelling at me, or was he talking to me? It seemed like he was yelling at me that I was just, it didn't matter what I said to him, I was wrong, even though I was agreeing with everything he said.
Right, didn't matter you agree with him, you still weren't hearing him, you still weren't understanding.
I didn't understand, that was it, I didn't understand him, even though I agreed with everything he said. I still didn't understand him because I'm just another white honky, or what do they call them, crackers? I'm a cracker. Speaking of which, I've been eating crackers all night on the air. Club crackers. I love them. Except when, Carver High, when they don't put the salt on them. I get that rare sleeve once in a while in a box where they forget to put the salt on the cracker, where it's just pure Gold Club cracker minus the salt. It's a major flaw. When the chick's so stoned it works, she forgets to sprinkle the salt on the cracker, and I get a dry batch of a sleeve of crackers with no salt on it. It's terrible. This is the final race call of the show. Dante in Maryland.
What's going on, Pharrell, man?
Hey, bro.
Nothing, man. I agree with everybody's saying, man. But, you know, I'm a Christian boy, man. I was raised in a church.
Right.
But, you know, hearing about everybody saying about this, man, whatever you say, man, it's the truth. People got their own opinion. You know, everyone won't know what's going on or how it's going on until they experience it for themselves. But I don't understand. I don't agree with this Black Lives Matter. I believe in all lives matter. But you got black-on-black crime. You got kids saying the N-word, but they don't like to be called the N-word.
That's right.
You got Colin Kaepernick being, sit out, way better than 50% of the, quarterbacks that's actually in the NFL right now.
Right.
And he's sitting out. So just because he kneeled for the anthem, it kind of backfired. And there's people, a lot of people don't realize, man, they don't want anyone empowerment. They don't want another Martin Luther King or Malcolm X. And there's people in play that has power that will actually just, shut you down. And you said that, 20 minutes ago. Hey, you got to watch what you say and how you say it because it will backfire.
Oh, yeah, it sure will. It sure will. I think he actually... I think his activism is the most influential thing I've seen from anyone in, I'd say, 15 years. I can't even remember anyone with more of an impact socially than what he did. I mean, from just kneeling at a football game, I mean, it turned into, like, literally, this guy has been talked about almost on par with the political election and the president of the United States, no matter who it is, whether it was Obama, whether it was Trump, whether it was, it doesn't matter. I mean, they talk about this guy as much as they talk about Kim Jong-un setting off nuclear weapons against us. They talk about Colin Kaepernick as much as anything on the face of the earth that matter. Like that guy, his activism was so huge. They're still talking about him. We're talking about him right this Pharrellin minute. It has never ended. That guy's activism was so gigantic that we're still talking about him to this day, to this very minute. I don't care what anybody says. That guy, no, just whatever he did, they're scared to death of him. These rich billionaire white owners are scared to death of him because he's bigger than life. It doesn't matter what he does. Not only that, he spends millions of dollars giving money to charities. He makes all these people look bad. He put his money where his mouth is. He is their worst nightmare, a brother that's given back and who exposes them for the phonies and frauds that they are. Boom. That's why they don't want him around. He's their worst nightmare. He's a brother with power. That's what they're scared of. Can we just end this now? For Christ's sakes, it's ruined my night. Thanks a lot, all of you. I rot in hell. Carver High just stuck giant toothpicks in his eyelids just to stay awake. Look at him. He's disheveled. Are you going to make it to the airport?
I don't know if I am now. This is just...
You need a cold shower?
Oh, cold beer.
I got those for you. We can have you drinking within 45 minutes after the show. I can have you cracked up the minute you get to my house.
I might need one.
I got J-Mo, beer. What do you want?
I don't want to get completely smashed.
You
want to
get a little bit of a flying buzz. You're going to be in coach. You need to get a little bit of a buzz going, don't you?
I'll definitely have a beer before we go to the
airport. Crack, crack, crack. Maybe three. Crack, four. 855-212-BEER. 855-212-BEER. Wait, 4227.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4CBS. Is the number 4227. The Warriors had no interest in the Cavs Kyrie for Clay trade proposal. Oh, that's funny. Who cares what they didn't do? The guy went to Boston. Who cares what the Warrior? It's over. It's hilarious to me.
We're circling back here for no reason.
But we're circling back for some proposed wannabe trade that never happened. I told you this one. Andrew Wiggins fired his agent after negotiating a max extension. So he fired his agent, terminated his relationship with agent Billy Duffy after Minnesota had sent the two a contract for a max deal. He's the chairman of BDA Sports and one of the league's most high-profile agents. Anyway, he told sources that other agents had been recruiting Wiggins, adding that they were offering to take no commission fee on his contracts. The NBA allows agents to charge up to 4% commission on contracts. Blah, 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 blah. Sounds to me like he screwed him over.
That's what it does sound like.
Right? And what were you saying to me? All right. I forgot. I have no idea what you were talking about there for a moment. I lost my mind.
I'm sorry. It's been a while
since I've been here. You're talking to me about people. I'm like, who?
I was just so down.
I thought I had a guest.
I was so down for the last hour, and then a couple guys just called up and got me re-energized.
Let me see what this note. I got a note here from Mafia. For the final hour, we're getting into Hezbollah radio. No? It's not happening? LeBron and Kyrie, the NBA's new most. Are you going to be all right?
I just got a spark talking to one of these guys that's waiting to talk to you, so I'm ready to roll now.
You ready?
Big time.
LeBron and Kyrie, the NBA's new most personal rivalry. Well, we'll find out soon enough when they play on opening night. The Clippers hired OKC's Michael Winger as their new GM. He is 37, was an assistant GM for Oklahoma City, and takes over for Doc Rivers. I bet Doc Rivers is happy about that. The Red Sox land Rajay Davis, right, from the A's following Jackie Bradley Jr.'s injury, a sprained thumb. See what that'll get you. This is one of the funniest stories I've seen all day, right here. I put this in the stack. I felt like it was important that I do this. David Wright is playing. Did he do it tonight? I think it was last night or something. He played a DH for the Port St. Lucie Mets. Is that where Port St. Lucie, is that where Tebow plays? All right, so David Wright, he's on the books for another 3 years, $47 million. Is there anything in the world worse than a story, again, about David Wright that somehow, miraculously, what is the heavens going to open up and this guy's going to never have a... This guy, is he not the most injured player in, like, New York sports history? Who's worse?
He's up there.
Who's worse than him?
He's up there.
With injuries. He has the worst luck of anyone in the world. And you're going to... Are we going to start this train again? That we're hoping that he stays healthy? That guy is so finished, it's not even funny. His body is absolutely... He's got the body of a 90-year-old. Does he not? Why is that? Why is it that they're still... Why don't they just put a suit on him and put him up in the front office? He's done. Is he not done? Would you... Is this guy... Isn't he a Mets fan?
Yes.
How much faith do you have in David Wright
I don't want David Wright anywhere near the Mets.
How about in a suit up in the front office?
That's fine with me.
Don't you appreciate the guy showing a little heart here, getting back in the game?
No, I don't want to hear again that he's coming back again from his 7 millionth injury. I mean, my God, I'd rather be a bone spur in Steven Matz's elbow.
The funny thing is, like, why would you start a rehab assignment like 2 weeks before September for a team that's not even contending? Like, if he was going to come back and try to help them win a pennant, okay, but the team's going nowhere. Why are you trying to come back this year?
Why, how about just never come back? That guy couldn't stay healthy if, like, God was his therapist.
If he could retire, he would save the team a tremendous amount of money. He has a huge contract that has tons of money left on it. He'll still get paid because of the insurance, but he would save the team tons of money. They've paid him enough.
God, they own $47 million more.
It's just amazing.
Real quick, Sean in Boston.
Tebow does play for Port St. Lucie. He just turned 30 on Monday. Can you believe that?
Listen, everyone keeps getting older, and I'm older than all of them. I'm 22 years older than him. I literally could be his father. I'm your father.
Oh, yeah, hair, so you still look good.
Not bad for 52, all things being equal. 17 and a half per game, son. Still got game, son.
That's right. Hey, real quick, just want to talk about that Celtics trade. So I'm a green teamer. I'm a homer. Like, I love the Celts. I don't care that we traded away IT. We got Kyrie. My only problem is we gave everything between, you know, Crowder and Avery Bradley, the draft pick, Isaiah Thomas. We gave them all to Cleveland. How do the Celtics expect to get by Cleveland now, Phil?
Yeah, everyone that says that wasn't Cleveland fleecing them, and to me is literally – snorting crack, if you can even do that. Smoking, it's one thing. Snorting, it's another. Like, I just don't understand how you could get that much for him and not say that they cleaned house and got that Nets pick, that top pick first round. You know that's going to be a gigantic lottery pick that could be a franchise changer. If they were to lose LeBron, they get a franchise changing pick, right? Like, obviously you get a top two or three pick, you're gonna rock and roll. And then you got this kid playing in Europe, Zizek. Everyone laughs all they want. He was a first rounder, and he's 6'11" monster. I heard he's got massive game, but we haven't seen it. And they may deal him and the like. You never know. But Crowder can flat out play, can score, can rebound, can do it all, can jack from the wing. He's got game. I think he makes him nastier, tougher. I think Isaiah Thomas is a nasty, tough, street ball type player that makes him tougher. I don't deny Kyrie's a badass. I don't deny that. But I think he, I honestly think he wears, like, glass slippers, like Cinderella. He's like, he's one of them. He's just kind of, none of that sweet stuff I'm not talking about. I'm talking about, like, he's like a prima donna. He's like, I don't want to play with him. I'm so special. I have my own shoe brand. Don't you know who I am? I want a brother that wants to punch you in the mouth, not call your team. Do you remember when Isaiah Thomas had his tooth chipped out of his face? I want him on my team. The guy that'll play through his teeth falling out of his face and still give you 30. That's the guy I want on my team. Not the guy that doesn't like everybody else, and he's not the man, and it's not all about me. And I really believe that. I may start drinking tonight. It's been years, but the show has done it to me.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
There's a lot of people around here really excited about people being in Vegas. There's a lot of camaraderie and there's a definite connection between the, you know, colleagues, cohorts, peers, a lot of just happiness for one another. There's so many people supporting other people's endeavors in broadcasting here. You know, in between the knives coming out of each other's backs. So, Mafia's like, oh, God, that's a phone call in the morning. Anyway, big day of baseball on Thursday. All I do is hit winners. Know this, there's going to be all kinds of great games that matter to you, I believe, on a professional level. Like Colorado, Kansas City, the Bombers in Detroit, Boston in Cleveland, Chicago at Cincy, Washington at Houston, and the like. Texas, Anaheim, all very good, very strong. Get every pick for every game at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Football's back. That's all that matters. College football starts this weekend. Then next weekend, it's huge when we're in Vegas. You got preseason pro football games all this week. The picks are up, posted. You get everything for one low price, $35 a month. Get you every pick, every sport, every day, everything, everything. Boxing, MMA, daily fantasy. It's all there. The best price in the business. The best return. In other words, results. I make you money. Do like everybody else. Sign up at PharrellOnTheBench.com. You're going to love it. There you go. So I just had my dinner. I wanted to mention to you, Carver High, and I'm not sure it cooked all the way through. Do you think I'll get sick? I ate it anyway. There was, like, water in it when I was eating it.
I think you're taking a 50-50 shot, but I think you're going to be okay.
All right. Brad in Colorado, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, what's up, brother?
What's happening, dude?
So I made $200 off of the Pirates game tonight against the Dodgers. Cover!
That is great.
And I'm curious about the Floyd Mayweather fight coming up. Am I on?
Yeah, I mean, you're on. Come on, dude. Don't like, turn into that guy. All right, see ya. I hope it was worth it waiting for an hour to, like, make a fool of yourself. You know what I mean? Like, was that not painful? Was it not? All right, can we do a vote here? Peterson, was that painful?
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Carver High, what
That's
was
a
that?
No from Zach. That's a no, a hard no.
What about you?
It was the most painful thing I heard all night, and I sat through an hour of whatever we were doing before.
Mafia, are you willing to jump in on this?
You guys are moron. I mean, how does he talk to you for 30 seconds and then ask if he's on?
Yeah, it's really, I mean, just know this. When we put you on, you're on. Don't ask if you're on. After you've been on for like 30, 45 seconds, you're already on. You've been on. Then you're asking if you're on. You're, hello, am I on the air? Hello? Can you hear me now? It's just, oh, God, I can't tell you. It doesn't look good. I'm glad you won your bet. That's all that matters. You want to know about Mayweather? Bet on Mayweather, okay? Everyone's betting on McGregor. The whole world is betting on Conor McGregor, the greatest fighter in the history of the world. He's one of the great. He's better than Muhammad Ali. He really is. He's the greatest salesman ever. And everyone and their brother's betting on him. He's the man. He's just the greatest fighter in the history of the world that's never fought anyone ever. I mean, he's fought a couple of bums, I guess. You can't tell me Nate Diaz isn't a bum. You just can't do it. You can't sell me on that. Like, don't they just brag about how much weed they smoke? Like, really, are you really a champion when your favorite thing to do is brag about being a pothead? I mean, I love Chronic, too, but for Christ's sakes, you can't make that your featured attraction. What do you do in life? I'm a father. I have children. I have a successful career. I love my wife. I belong to the tennis club. You know, these people that say things like this. Or do you say, yeah, I love to smoke weed and punch people in the face? Okay. So it just doesn't go down right, does it? It's like bad. It's like my frozen dinner not being cooked thoroughly and still eating it. How stupid am I? Marcus in Wisconsin, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Pimpin? How you doing?
Hey, Marcus.
Listen here, my man. I had to wake up Mafia. You know, You know what week this is. Come on, Scotty. It's that college football season.
I'm ready, son. Believe me, you. I even told Mafia. I said there's crappy games Saturday and Sunday, and I'm going to watch them. I love it.
Hey, I understand that. But take the toothpicks out of Mafia eyes, because I think Florida State is going to shake up the whole world September 2nd. It could happen.
Listen, everyone I know, I have a lot of friends that are listening right now that are huge Florida State fans. Do I not, Mafia? You got Blunts and Captain Thunder, two of the biggest Knowles fans in the world. My boy Deli's son goes to Florida State.
Lots of Knowles connections.
I know others that go to Florida State as well, but I don't like those people anymore. Those are now my enemies, apparently. My best friends are now my enemies. Because of greed. Anyway, all my friends that are Florida State fans think that Florida State will win every game they play and that they will kick Alabama's ass in Atlanta on the 2nd of September. Here's one thing I've learned. Now, Carver High also is on that stick. He is on that stick right now like a joystick. He is jumping up and down like a pogo stick. Is that what they're called?
That's correct.
He is so on Florida State right now. He's like, it's unbelievable. He's like mustard on a hot dog. But this is one thing I've learned. Just know this. One thing I've learned through the years is bet on Alabama, make money. That's it. Remember last year everybody was on USC, right? What was that game like? What was it? 80-2? Frank in Knoxville.
Yeah, Mr. Perel.
What's going on, Frank?
Okay, I'm glad you got back to sports. But first of all, I want to say that, man, I travel the country. There's three people in this world that's influenced me. Wolfman back in the old day, Imus when he was awake, and you. You're the three top radio personalities in the world.
That's great. Thanks,
now
buddy.
That we're back to sports. Go Vols, baby.
Yeah, I like them. I will say that I put them on my list of like teams that I follow in terms of my interest in college football. Do you guys want me to read you the list of teams that I'm interested in college football? Would that make you guys feel good about yourselves in terms of the crew? Because they all look at me all night long like I have boogers on my face as I'm doing the show. Mavi, are you willing to listen to my college football teams that I'm interested in?
I'm always willing to listen.
Okay, so these are the teams that I've chosen to follow in college football. Hold on. And Frank, you're part of this. I think I can pull this up. At least I thought I could. All right, here it is. Excuse me. Here we go. You ready? This is, I believe, college football. Let me see. Can I do this from a... I wanted to do it from a standpoint of per sport. I guess I can't. Maybe I'm wrong. Here we go. Northwestern Wildcats. In no particular order. USC Trojans. Oregon Ducks. Tennessee Volunteers. Washington Huskies. The Louisville Cardinals. With that quarterback of theirs. The Miami Hurricanes, obviously. The Sooners. Michigan football. Let's see. A lot of these are college basketball that I have on here, so I have to be very careful who I'm talking about here. Notre Dame. Ohio State. I think that's it. Did you like those? No?
Yeah, Notre Dame.
That's it?
Yeah. And Northwestern.
I think Fitzgerald does a good job.
I do too.
So I have no idea why it's in that order, because like when I did it, I thought I did it like... I definitely have Alabama on there. And... Florida State, Miami.
Alabama's the greatest team ever.
There's no way I didn't put them on there.
They're the greatest team ever.
Clemson I put on there. Let's see who else I put on there. See, I can't imagine. I put USC on there for sure. Oklahoma State I put on there. Let's see. I told you Louisville I put on there. LSU I put on there. I only did West Virginia in basketball, believe it or not, with Bob Huggins. I put him on in basketball, not in football. Penn State I put on there. Tennessee I put on there. I left off Georgia and South Carolina, believe it or not, with all their BS. You know, every year I hear about those two, right, that they're going to kick everyone's ass, right, and then it never happens. Have you noticed that? Anybody? Anyone? No one? No? All right, so is that decent? I think I put Pitt on there, too, because I like Pitt. They suck, though, don't they? That's about it. I just wanted to mention that some of my frozen dinner is going through my teeth right now in terms of, like, openings in my teeth, like some of my gums. Frank, good luck in Knoxville this fall. I wish I was in college still. I'd go back to school. I'd go to Tennessee, where I think I would be, sleeping with, like, five women at once. That's my guess. Hopefully not having babies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.